There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. 20 years ago today, Will Forte made his Saturday Night Live debut on October 5th, 2002. I spoke to Forte in 2015 about his post-apocalyptic TV comedy series, The Last Man on Earth.
Will, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you are starring in the new show, Last Man on Earth. Tell us about it.
Well, it is a show about a guy who kind of finds himself alone in the world. This virus has taken the lives of, well, pretty much the entire world, and so this guy Phil Miller is trying to figure out what to do. Eventually, he's about to give up because he just can't. He tries to make the best of it alone. He gives up, and as he's about to drive into a rock, he discovers another human being, and it's this woman named Carol, who's played by Kristen Schaal, and she's awesome. But they just don't get along. But they still just decide, okay, we gotta, you know, for the betterment of mankind and for all the people who came before us, let's repopulate. But she won't do that unless they're married. So Phil very reluctantly gets married to Carol. And then they start to kind of get along. Just as they're starting to get along, then January Jones shows up on the scene, and that's kind of right about where we are right now in this story.
Now, before the show started, had you admired Daily Show and Mad Men, and what was it like getting to work with those people that you had seen in these other shows?
It was great. It's so funny because, like, it, you know, there was no casting process for Kristen's character, because I immediately, you know, I've always loved her, and we've gotten to work together before. I got to do a tiny part in Flight of the Conchords, and that was kind of how I first got to know her. And then after that, I did a little thing on Bob's Burgers and got to hang out with her, and then we both did a 30 Rock together. So I've admired her work for a long time and just immediately thought, oh, this is the person for Carol, and she's so great. In January, I got to be at SNL when she hosted, and so got to know her a little bit there, but didn't know her that well, but was a big fan of Mad Men.
Now, you mentioned SNL. How many times do you go down the street and people shout, "Hey, MacGruber"?
People don't really give a crap about it. I get very little.
Really?
No respect, I tell you.
Really? I thought MacGruber was, you know, an instant classic character.
Every once in a while I'll get that, but thank you very much. It sounds crazy to say, but that's one of the things I'm most proud of. It's that movie, MacGruber. It's a horrifyingly disgusting movie that my grandparents unfortunately were still alive to see, and they've since passed, and I kind of regret that the timing of that.
Like, why couldn't it have come
not
out?
Not that
after.
I wanted them to pass earlier, but like, right. It just would have been. If I had just waited a couple years later to make the movie.
Exactly.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Now your fellow SNL alum, Bob Odenkirk, is doing his own show, Better Call Saul, and you guys were together in Nebraska. Any memories on Nebraska and Bruce Dern and Bob and Alexander Payne, the whole crew?
It was the experience of a lifetime. I got to hang out for 2 solid months in a car with Bruce Dern and just got to hear every story he had, and he's the best storyteller of all time. So it was such an amazing experience. And I just remember Bob and I both were like, we would reality check each other all the time. Just go, what are we doing in this movie? How did this happen? It's like such a different experience for both of us to get to be in a movie like this with the cast that we had and Alexander Payne. It was amazing. I still can't believe I got to be in that movie.
It's great, though. It's showing, you know, you're stretching out and showing your versatility a little bit. What else is on the movie scene for you? Didn't you just work with Peter Bogdanovich?
I did. I got to be a part in this movie called, it was Squirrels to the Nuts. I think it's called She's Funny That Way now.
Yeah, that's what IMDb has it now.
Oh, okay. Geez. What an experience that was. Peter Bogdanovich is so awesome. He's the coolest guy of all time. So that was really fun, and I got to be, I mean, the cast in that was insane. You know, so much fun to work with and hang out with. And Imogen Poots is she's wonderful and so cool, and got to hang out with her and Catherine Hahn and just got Reese Ifans. It's just this great cast, and everyone is really nice. So it was I miss them. You're making me miss people. And you're making me realize just how this Last Man on Earth experience, which has been a delight, but it's also just been so much work, and I've lost touch with so many people.
Well, you know,
get my life back on track.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.
I wanted to take a second to tell you about an app I really enjoy. Living in the DC area is great, and Podcast DC gathers all of the local shows that I like all in one local app. Health, sports, local news, politics, and so much more. Podcast DC is the new local app with hundreds of DC area podcasts to choose from. I can earn exciting rewards just for listening and share the podcasts I love instantly. Available in the App Store or in Google Play, listen local with Podcast DC.